message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Service and to God's presence this morning, and I know that God is going to do something awesome in your life and in my life in Jesus' name. Did I hear you say a big amen? We want to appreciate God for bringing us into a new month. We are also grateful to Him. We have been on a 3 days fast, and for many, maybe over 3 days, because fasting started a little bit earlier for some. And we are grateful to God for His blessings and for all that He has done. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this brand new month, and I know that this month will be great for you in Jesus' name. The month of great worship and great wisdom. And I know the wisdom of God will speak in your life in Jesus' name. And I'll be speaking briefly on your wisdom and your thanksgiving. Your wisdom and your thanksgiving. Our objective is to connect wisdom with thanksgiving. I'm just trying to slow down so that I don't sing now. I mean, not at the beginning, but later on I might. And that's why I'm pausing, because it's flowing. Amen. I mean, somebody might think, Pastor doesn't have message today. That's why he's just singing. So I just need to, let me just download some. And then we'll see how, where we are going. But let me just sing one.
Lẹ́yìn Jésù kò sẹ́ni kan o. Ọba mímọ́ lọ́ba tí mò ń sìn. Lẹ́yìn Jésù kò sẹ́ni kan o.
That song again. You know, this week I have been bombarded with testimonies from members. Text, physically, some pursue me and tell me what God did yesterday, what He did the day before yesterday, what He did 2 weeks ago. I mean, why won't we thank this God? Our objective is to see the connection between wisdom and thanksgiving. We want to look at the connection that is between the wisdom of a person and the level to which a person is thanking God. What is wisdom? What is wisdom? Wisdom is knowing the right thing to do and doing it. When you say wisdom, wisdom is knowing what one is supposed to do and doing that thing. Number two, what is wisdom? Wisdom is knowing the way to go and going there. Knowing the right path to take for one's life to change and taking the path. It is only a fool that refuses to go in the path that is gainful. If you are wise, when you know something is useful and gainful, you try to get it. That is wisdom. And every genuine thanksgiver is a person of wisdom. Because you know that thanksgiving is gainful and useful, then you use it. The extent of your thanksgiving shows me the extent of your wisdom. The level of your thanksgiving shows me the level of your wisdom. Somebody say amen. What is the connection between wisdom and thanksgiving? Number one, wisdom makes a man grateful, and this leads him to thanksgiving. Wisdom, when you are a wise man, when you are a wise woman, you are grateful, and because of your gratitude, you begin to thank God. You begin to appreciate Him. You begin to count your blessings. You begin to exalt Him because you are grateful. My prayer for somebody here this morning is that as my God liveth, the grace for gratitude is coming upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. I say the grace for gratitude is coming upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. I don't have more time because a lot of time has been spent, and a lot of more time will still be spent in thanking God. But in Luke chapter 17 verse 12, Jesus entered into a village and saw 10 lepers. And the Bible says these lepers came to him and spoke to him and said, "Jesus, we want to be healed. We desire blessings." Just like many of us, last month, October beginning, we came to God, "Father, help me to cross October. There is evil in every month. I don't want to die in this October. My obituary must not come out." And then he has done it. Wisdom says that one must return to say thank you. But out of these 10, only one. Somebody say only one. May you be that only one in Jesus' name. I say, may you be that only one in the name of Jesus. Verse 17, John 17, 17. Jesus answered, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the other 9? It shows me that only 10% of people are actually wise. The other 90 are foolish. The other 90 do not see any reason that I was there. I ate good food in October. That's why I'm healthy. All the journeys I went through, all the tires of the buses that took me, I checked the tire first. I checked the expiry date of the tire one by one before I allowed the driver to carry me. That's why I didn't have accidents. That's why. All the aeroplane I flew in, honestly, I checked the engine. I look at the engine. I told them, let me see the engine of this aeroplane before I will fly inside this aeroplane. That's why I'm okay. The plane did not come down because I checked the aeroplane. And I asked the pilot, show me the evidence that you can fly me. Show me your certificate." How many of us did all this? Wisdom is connected to thanksgiving. Number two, connection of wisdom to thanksgiving is that wisdom makes a man to know that thanksgiving is the culture of the kingdom. Someone say culture. In every race, there is a culture. Someone say culture. Every country you go to, there are different cultures. Last week or sometime ago, I told you the story of when I went to Warri for the first time, and I saw men who put on wrapper and were enjoying their life in the morning, and women had gone to the market to go and walk. That's the culture of some parts of that state. If you go to the north, you will see some men, they are eating something they call goro. How many of us know what they call goro? We're eating goro. That's their culture. And then you see some people, maybe cattle, they are into cattle business, and they have different cultures. If you go to some cultures, you will see them, they will be playing ayo under the tree. That's their culture. How many places in Lekki have you gone to and you see them playing ayo under the, even in London here? It's not part of the culture. The culture of Christianity is Thanksgiving. The culture, somebody say culture. It is our culture. Anywhere you don't see this culture, it's an anomaly. It is null and void. It is not the culture that the person is following. The culture of Christianity is gratitude. The culture of Christianity is Thanksgiving. That is our culture. Number three, connection between wisdom and Thanksgiving is that wisdom gives you a better understanding of Thanksgiving. Psalms chapter 47, verse 6 to 7. Psalms 47, 6 to 7. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. And sing ye praises with understanding. So wisdom is connected to Thanksgiving, because wisdom will give you understanding on how to thank God. There's a man called David. I don't have time to go into his story, but I'll still talk about him later on. Who thanked God so much with understanding that he knew that it is God that made him a king. And so his wife, when the wife was saying, what kind of king are you? What kind of person are you? A big man like you, dancing like a nobody. Spoke to her rudely. I said, it is God that removed your father and placed me there. That's the best thing I'm praising. And I will even do worse than this. I will even debase myself more. Second Samuel. I will even debase myself more before him. That is somebody's understanding. Understanding is what makes you outstanding. Your understanding makes you outstanding. When you see people who do big manism before God, they lack understanding. Their cerebrum oblongata is empty. It is devoid of content. In the presence of God, a man is calling himself a big man. In the presence of God, the Almighty himself, the presence of your Creator, you say, I'm a big man. Wonderful. The Bible says, without him, we are nothing. You are not a doctor without him. You are not an engineer without him. You are not a lawyer without him. You are not an accountant without him. You are not a businessman without him. You are not a married man or married woman without him. You are not a pastor without him. Let's say pastor when we are talking about the Almighty God. Your understanding makes you thank him more. Number four. Wisdom instructs. We are talking about the connection between wisdom and thanksgiving. Wisdom instructs and compels a person to thank God. Wisdom, it instructs you and it compels you to thank God. That is, you did not wish to thank God. It's not part of your actual plan for the day. But because of your wisdom level, you are compelled. Someone say compelled. It's like the wisdom is forcing you. Wisdom will tell you, So you want to go out without saying thank you to God. That's wisdom. You were posted for NYC, you will not thank God. Okay, you deliver safely, you will not say thank you, Jesus. You will just be continuing with your life like that. I was telling them a story this morning at the workers' training when I was teaching. Last week, I heard a story, true life story. A lady in Ondo State was pregnant and was approaching the time of delivery. And the husband was very broke, didn't have money, could not take her to the hospital. And she was bleeding in the house. And the husband was just, don't worry, it will soon stop. Don't worry, it will soon stop. And she died in the house like that. Last week, true life story. Because of 1,000 naira that they will use to buy card in the hospital, and maybe 10,000 or I don't know what they will charge in the hospital. He could not take her to the hospital because of poverty, penury. He was indebted. His life was shattered. But you are okay. And you say, it's just happening to me because I'm a good person. Wisdom compels you to thank God. It compels you to thank God. But friends, I have many more points under this, but time is not on my side. I will quickly go into some men and women that had wisdom yet were thanksgivers. Some men and women that had wisdom yet were thanksgivers. The number one I'll be talking about is a man called Joshua. Joshua was a man of wisdom. Deuteronomy 34 verse 7. Deuteronomy 34 verse 7. He was a man of wisdom. Moses imparted Joshua with wisdom. He had so much wisdom in his life. The Bible says, and Moses go to Joshua chapter 6 verse 20. Joshua chapter 6 verse 20. This man was full of wisdom and thanksgiving to the extent that this man brought down the wall of Jericho because of combination of wisdom and praise and thanksgiving. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpet. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat, so that the men went up and the people, they took the city. You will take your city in Jesus' name. Unto the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. He was a man of wisdom, also a man of thanksgiving. In Deuteronomy 34 verse 9, Deuteronomy 34 verse 9, the Bible says that Moses imparted him with wisdom. He was a thanksgiver, yet he had something upstairs. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. And Moses laid his hand upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. He had wisdom, yet he did not say, because I have wisdom, I will not thank God. I don't know what your business is in life. I don't know what your kind of business is that you are doing so well. There is something you need to combine with that your wisdom. It's called thanksgiving. There is something you need to mix with your wisdom called thanksgiving. Number two example of a man who had wisdom, also was a man of thanksgiving, is a man called David. David was an epitome of wisdom, but an epitome of thanksgiving. In Psalm 69 verse 30, Psalm 69 verse 30, he displayed wisdom. He said, I will praise the name of the Lord with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Also in Psalm 95 verse 2, Psalm 95 verse 2, David was a man who was addicted to thanksgiving. Psalm 95 verse 2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. He was addicted. Someone say addicted. He was addicted to thanksgiving. And make a joyful noise unto him. He was always thanking God. He was always grateful to God. He was always looking for avenue. Someone say avenue. He was always looking for an avenue to appreciate the name of Jehovah. He never saw himself as a doer. The Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 164. Psalm 119 verse 164. The Bible says, 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. 7 times. David was a man of wisdom, yet a man that praised God permanently. This is our second time in the service. We had one session during workers' meeting. Oh, we have had several sessions today already. We had a session in the workers' meeting. We had the first session. Then we had the second. Then we are still going again. We are getting to where David is going gradually. Hallelujah. That's how David lived his life. So don't get tired of thanking God. Don't get tired of thanking. David was never tired of thanking God. He was permanently thanking God. Always thanking God.
are mighty. You are mighty. You are mighty. Mighty God. You are mighty. You are mighty. You are mighty.
That was how David was living. He was permanently praising God. He was in God's presence 10 times a day, 3 times in prayer, 7 times in praise. No wonder his wisdom was massive. No wonder he never for once lacked what or knowledge of what to do. According to our call to worship today in Psalms 100 verse 4, he says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. So we must understand Joshua was a man of thanksgiving and wisdom. David was a man of thanksgiving and wisdom. Now we'll just take one more and then we will begin to move forward. Number 3 example of a man that had wisdom and also was a man of thanksgiving is a man called Solomon. Solomon was a man that was an amazement. Somebody say amazement. He was a man that you cannot even fathom the kind of person he is. He wrote 3,000 proverbs and 1,005 songs. 1 Kings chapter 4, 29 to 32. 1 Kings 4, 29 to 32. Everybody came to hear about his wisdom. Yet he was a man of gratitude. The Bible says, and God gave Solomon wisdom. God will give you wisdom. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceedingly much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east of country, and all the wisdom of Egypt. Solomon's wisdom alone exceeded all the wisdom of all Egypt. Wonderful. And he was wiser than all men. When you put all the men of his time together, he was wiser than them. Than Ethan the Israelites, than Haman. Yes, and many others like that. And Dada, his son, is the sons of Mahol, and his fame was in all the nations round about. Go to 32 and stop there because of my time. And he spoke 3,000 proverbs. A man like you and I, 3,000 proverbs. The proverbs, we know Proverbs has 31 chapters. Just 31. So, minus 31 chapters from 3,000. So, we still have over 2,000 plus, 2,900 and something that we have not even heard about, that is not in the Bible, that Solomon wrote. He was an amazement to everybody around him. And he spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. Stop there because of time. This man when he spoke, when any time he speaks, you will be aghast. You open your mouth, you can't close it. People came from everywhere. Presidents of countries came to visit him with gold and silver just to hear him speak. But let me show you something about this man. He was a thanksgiver also, apart from this wisdom. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 63. 1 Kings 8 verse 63. Come and see how people thank God. 1 Kings 8 verse 63. And Solomon offered a sacrifice, that is in thanksgiving, a peace offering which he offered unto the Lord. Now look at this. 20,000 oxen in thanksgiving, on a thanksgiving day like this. He offered to God 20,000 oxen. 22,000 oxen were slaughtered as a gift to God. I appreciate everything you have done for me. And he slaughtered 22,000 oxen. I'm not done yet, too. Because many of you only think of what he did in 1 Kings chapter 3. verse 5, where God appeared to him. 1 Kings 3, verse 5, where he offered to God 1,000 sheep. And he said, this Solomon, 1,000 sheep. He did that then. That was 1 Kings 3, verse 5, downward. And God appeared to him and said, oh boy, oh yeah, right now, tell me what you want. After some years that he continued that culture, he got to this place I'm showing you now. In 1 Kings 8, verse. The first one was in 1 Kings 3, verse 5, downward. The story started actually from verse 3. 1 Kings 3, verse 3. Where he offered unto God 1,000 bonds. But here, he offered 22,000 oxen and 120 sheep. 120,000. 120,000. Someone say levels. That's where they are still talking about him today. That's why they are still talking about him today. At a level, he was on one ship. At a level, he was on 1,000. At a level, he was on 22,000. At a level, he was on 120,000. He changed level as God changed his status. So you can't. Wisdom tells you that what you were giving before, when things were not okay, you can't be giving it now. There are some denominations that should be an aberration for you to drop it before God. Because he has moved you past that level. There is a connection between your wisdom and your thanksgiving. Let me just tidy this up because we need to thank God more this morning. What are the benefits of wisdom and thanksgiving formula? The formula of adding thanksgiving and wisdom together in your life, what is the benefit? Number one is that you secure heaven's attention. You secure heaven's attention. When you mix wisdom and you mix it with thanksgiving, you secure heaven's attention. Some people will pray. God will say, I'm not seeing your thanksgiving, bro. Son, I'm not seeing you thanking me. I'm hearing your prayer, but I'm not hearing your appreciation of what I've done before. In this service now, apart from the babies I talked about, several cars to be dedicated today. Today. And God is saying, all these things I'm doing for you, there's something you owe me. It's thanksgiving. Number two, benefit of wisdom and thanksgiving is you get your dues. Someone say dues. I can't hear you this morning. Thanksgiving is God's due. When you give God his due, he will give you your own due. Jeremiah 30 verse 19. Out of them shall proceed. 30 verse 19. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them. They shall not be few. I will also glorify them. They will not be small. When you thank God, you get your due. May you get your due today. I said, may you get your due today. Many of you are due. You are due. You are due. But for you to get your due, there's what to do. This morning, you have started it already, but you have a balance, and that is called thanksgiving. Number three, benefit of wisdom and thanksgiving mixed together is that it shows Christian maturity. You see, until you begin to thank God, you are not yet a mature Christian. A Christian that is not mature will be in God's presence and will be doing like a don. A Christian that is not mature, when he's in God's presence and they're thanking God, he'll be looking at everybody and what is this all about? Isn't this, what is all this? People are just dancing, jumping up. What is it? It's a sign of Christian being a baby Christian. It is a sign of lack of Christian maturity. A mature Christian will always be grateful. A mature Christian will never miss an opportunity to dance because he knows that many leg have been cut off. Many leg have been amputated. Many legs have been amputated. A boy, not a member of this church, another place, came to Ilorin from another state yesterday and showed me a photograph. Ordinary Okada, he fed them from Okada. The leg was as big as this when he swole up. Okada. He just fell down on Okada. Just like small thing. Thanksgiving is a sign of Christian maturity. Number four. Benefit of wisdom and thanksgiving mixed together. It is an ever-winning ticket of the believer. Thanksgiving is the winning ticket. Someone say winning ticket. I can't hear you, beloved. Winning. That is your winning ticket. That is the ticket that you use. That's what I use to graduate. After exam, when others are complaining, oh God, this lecturer got me today. This lecturer is very, very wicked. Very, 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 very wicked. When they are saying that, I just say, have a nice day. I go to a place we call Sports Center. And then the place is an open place. For many of you that know that university very well, University of OAU. And I'll be that, and they will be passing to their hostel and they will be making fun of me. This boy is a crazy boy. He's a crazy boy. He's a crazy boy. We just finished this hard course and he's dancing like this. He's dancing like you. Some of them will they'll be doing like this to you. What's wrong with you? After this, that you should go and sit down and be remorse. I say, oh God. Where am I going to start from now? When you refuse to be a murmurer, you refuse to become a refuse. Those that continue to murmur against God and refuse to give him the necessary thanksgiving, they turn into refuse. May you not become a refuse in Jesus' name. I said, may you not become a refuse in Jesus' name. And no cause was failed. No, not even one was failed. Because of this lifestyle, every exam, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I have been, not that I wrote something special, but because of the thinking that this Thanksgiving, it works. Number five, benefit of wisdom and thanksgiving is that you escape the trap of the wicked. You enter a bus, you thank God in the bus. You are on a Okada, you thank God on the Okada. Everywhere you want to sleep at night, you quickly thank God before you go to sleep. You escape the trap of the wicked. May you escape the trap of the wicked today. I said, may you escape the trap of the wicked today. I said, may you escape the trap of the wicked today. Every man or woman that knows how to thank God always escape the trap of the wicked. The next trap they will set for you, those that set that trap, they will fall inside it. I said, those that set trap for you, they will fall inside it. Just like what happened to Jehoshaphat and his people in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Number six, benefit of wisdom and thanksgiving mixed together is that it makes heaven to quickly show up for you. God inhabits the praise of his people, Psalms 22, verse 3. Also in Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26, Paul and Silas were thanking God. And God showed up on the spot. They had prayed, comma. They prayed, comma. Then they switched to praise. And then God showed up. As you thank God today, God will show up for you. As you thank God today, God will show up for you. Can I give you an advice? Deliberately look for something to thank God for. That's how to be a good Christian. You begin to look for it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, I have money to be able to buy some foodstuff in my house. Thank you, Lord. I just paid my house rent for the next 1 year. No landlord can intimidate me for the next 1 year. Thank you. I'm grateful, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I did 9 courses last semester, and you give me the grace to be able to finish that session. I'm grateful. Deliberately look for something to thank God for. You deliberately search for something to thank God for. I escaped that accident last week. I'm grateful to God. I slept and I woke up yesterday. I'm grateful to God. Thank you, Jesus. I went to the toilet. I was having running stomach. And I went to the toilet. And then suddenly, the thing just stopped. I didn't use any drug. Thank you, Lord. Have you seen some people with stomach problem before? From stomach trouble, they landed in the other side. There are some small, small things that we don't really look at. Let me tell you something. If you have ever traveled long journey, like couples that will be traveling now, and you hear somebody in the bus, not you, that had neck pain from long journey, either in the aeroplane or in the bus, and they are, you know, that's what they call, there's something they call stiff neck. Hey, the pain is like labor pain sometimes. When the neck is like this, they say, hello, they say, hi. Hello. It's not as if he has, it's the neck that the neck has frozen. If he turns it like this, do you hear what I say? I said, Pene. It is pain. Deliberately look for something to thank God for. Everything. He has done it. He has done so much for you. And you need to thank him. And number seven, where I will stop today.
You've done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. Oh.
I have 10,000 tongues. It still won't be enough. This morning. Are you blessed this morning? If you are blessed, shout a big hallelujah. We want to go into Thanksgiving now. And Thanksgiving is beneficial. But listen, until one is saved, Thanksgiving does not work. Until you put the key inside the ignition or you press the button, you can't start the car. There is what to do for God to bless you. There is what to do for God to change your story. And at the foundation of it is called salvation, or what you can call rededication of life. I want to pray with you here this morning, beloved. You want to thank God this morning. You are grateful, but in your heart of hearts, you have one or two things to settle with God. You are not a bad person. I'm not saying you are a bad person, but you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want to ask him for mercy. You don't want to go into November the same way you started other months. You want God to have mercy on you. I want to pray with you. I'll be counting from 1 to 5. And I want you to please quickly be on your feet where I can see you, and I will pray with you. You want to rededicate your life? You want a new life? You want forgiveness? You want mercy? Please stand up now. 1. You want me to pray with you? You are saying to me, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. I want this November and December to be great for me. I don't want my life to be the same again. I want a brand new life. I want a brand new life in Christ Jesus. My conscience is pricking me that God has something he doesn't like in my life. I want him to have mercy on me. I want him to take it away from me. I want him to have mercy upon me. I want to pray with you quickly. Be on your feet. God bless you. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. Be on your feet quickly. Don't be the last person. 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 Where you are seated right now, your conscience is telling you, you are the one the pastor wants to pray for. You are the one the pastor wants to pray for. Just where you are, I'm going to pray for you there right now. And your life will never be the same again. Also, you are here, you want to break an habit. You are tired of that habit. You have tried on your own, but you fall, you rise, you fall, you rise. Now, God wants to help you this morning. Quickly, be on your feet. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. Quickly, quickly. Don't allow anything to stop you. That thing that is stopping you, I declare them to release you right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever doesn't want you, what doesn't want your soul to be saved, whatever doesn't want your life to be transformed, enough is enough. I want you to walk out on the devil this morning. I want to pray with you quickly. be on your feet. God bless you. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. Where anywhere you are seated, anywhere you are hearing my voice, something is telling you the pastor should pray for you this morning so that your life can take a new turn. Quickly be on your feet. Two, also you are watching us on the internet or anywhere in the world that you are saying to me, Pastor, I heard this message and I want to praise God also, but I want to quickly settle some things with God. Anywhere you are also, you can just be on your feet. But you are in the praise tabernacle here and you are still seated, but you are meant to be standing. How do you want to be outstanding except you stand? Only those that stand become outstanding. This morning, wherever you are seated, search your heart. Is your name written in the book of life? Is your name written in the book of life? Do you have something to settle with God? Quickly, be on your feet this morning. I will be praying with you. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly to ask God for mercy. To ask God for mercy. To ask God to have mercy. He said, I will have mercy on those whom I will have mercy on. I want to pray with you this morning and your life will never ever be the same again. Come in. That's why God brought you. God brought you here to change you. God brought you here to transform you. God brought you here to bless you. Be on your feet quickly. God bless you. Three, we are in a hurry to pray this morning because I know that God, we are in a hurry to go forward to thank God this morning. I know God has something in store for someone, has something in store for some people, and I know you are part of them. Quickly this morning, be on your feet where I can see you and where I can recognize you. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. Where you are seated, the Holy Spirit is already speaking to you. He's the one talking to you. Don't say no to him. Don't say no to him. Don't say no to him. He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If you open, I will come in and dine with you. God is knocking. Jesus is passing and he's telling you, my son, my daughter, rededicate your life to me. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Thank you, Jesus. Four, one more count and I will pray. Also, you are watching us on the internet. You can also be on your feet anywhere you are watching us from. You can also be on your feet and then we'll be praying in a minute or two. But you are still here. You have not yet stood up. Your heart is telling you that this morning is your morning. And also you are here this morning. You don't have any spiritual birthday. When I ask you, when did you give your life to Christ? You cannot tell me the day. Say, I just know I'm saved. I just know I'm saved. Don't deceive yourself. Today is a good day. Today it's a great day, the 3rd of November. It's a good day to remember that this is the day I gave my life to Christ. I'm about to pray. 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 If you want to do that quickly, just be on your feet and then I will pray with you. And then your life will move to a new level. Will shift to a new level in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are seated, you are doubting if Jesus comes now. If you are not sure he's going to take you, you are not sure, then I want to pray with you. But if you are sure, you can remain seated. But if you are not sure, you are doubting, will he take me? Will he not? Will he take me? Will he not? I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly, and then I'll be praying. I have just 10 more seconds before I pray. 10 more seconds. 10 more seconds. 10 more seconds. 10 more seconds, 10 more seconds, and I will pray this morning, and then your life will never be the same again. 5 more seconds, 5 more seconds, 5 more seconds, and I will be praying for those who are interested in taking this offer of Jesus. Jesus cannot be rejected because he loves you. He cares for you. He cares for you. He cares for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, wherever you are this morning, you are watching us, anywhere you are also in the world, and you are rededicating your life to Jesus, let us have that details on the email and through the phone number that is on the screen. Send us a WhatsApp, send us a text to let us know that you are rededicating your life to Jesus. Send us an email to let us know that this is your decision, and I know that the Lord will bless you. Now, wherever you are, say after me, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, cleanse me, and wash me clean. Wash me clean from every unrighteousness. I accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.